ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 8, ध्रुव महाराज लीव्स होम फॉर द फॉरेस्ट, पार्ट 3, वर्सेस 24 थ्रू 38, Narada tries to dissuade Dhruva. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. The instruction of Dhruva Maharaja's mother, Suniti, was actually meant for fulfilling Dhruva's desired objective. Therefore, after deliberate consideration, along with intelligence and fixed determination, Dhruva left his father's house. The great sage Narada overheard this news, and he was struck with wonder, understanding all the activities of Dhruva Maharaj. Narada approached Dhruva, and touching the boy's head with his all-virtuous hand, Narada spoke as follows: "How wonderful are the powerful Kshatriyas, for they cannot tolerate even a slight infringement upon their prestige. Why, just imagine, this boy is only a small child, and yet harsh words from his stepmother proved unbearable to him."
"My dear Dhruva, you are only a little boy whose attachment is to sports and other frivolities. Why are you so affected by words insulting your honor?"
"My dear Dhruva, if you feel that your sense of honor has been insulted, still you have no cause for dissatisfaction. For this kind of dissatisfaction is but another feature of the illusory energy. Every living entity is controlled by his or her previous actions, and therefore there are different varieties of life for either enjoying or suffering.
Ishvara Gatim.
Oh, the process of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is indeed very wonderful, and one who is intelligent should accept that process and be satisfied with whatever comes, favorable or unfavorable, by Krishna's supreme will. So now you have decided to undertake the mystic process of meditation under the instruction of your mother, just to achieve the mercy of the Lord. But in my opinion, such austerities are not possible for any ordinary man. It is very difficult to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After trying this process for many, many births and remaining unattached to material contamination, placing themselves continually in trance and executing many types of austerities, many mystic yogis were still unable to find the end of the path of God realization. For this reason, my dear boy, you should not endeavor for this. It will not be successful. It is better that you go home, and when you are grown up, by the mercy of the Lord, you will get a chance for these mystic performances. At that time, you may execute this function."
Yasya yadaiva vihitam satena sukha dukhayo atmanam toshayan dehi tamasa param richati.
One should try to keep oneself satisfied in any condition of life, whether distress or happiness, which is offered by the supreme will of God. A person who endures in this way is able to cross over the darkness of nescience very easily.
Gunadikan mudang lipsaid anukroshang gunadhamat, maitring samanad anvichchen, na tapayar abhi bhuyate. Every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than himself, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than himself, he should be compassionate. And when he meets someone equal to himself, he should make friendship. And in this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. Then Dhruva replied, "My dear Lord, for a person whose heart is disturbed by material conditions such as happiness and distress, whatever you have so kindly explained for the attainment of peace of mind is certainly a very good instruction. But as far as I am concerned, I am covered by ignorance, and so this kind of philosophy does not touch my heart. My dear Narada, I am very impudent for not accepting your instructions. But this is not my fault. It is due to my having been born in a Kshatriya family. My stepmother, Suruchi, has pierced my heart with her harsh words. Therefore, your valuable instruction does not stand in my heart. O learned Brahmana, I want to occupy a position more exalted than any yet achieved within these three worlds by anyone, even by my fathers and grandfathers. If you will oblige, kindly advise me of an honest path to follow by which I can achieve the goal of my life." Nunang bhavan bhagavato ya angaja parameshtanaha vituddan atate vinang hitaya jagata arkavat. And so, my dear Narada, you are a worthy son of Lord Brahma, and you travel playing on your musical instrument, the Veena, just for the welfare of the entire universe. You are like the sun, which rotates in this universe for the benefit of all living beings. Recorded August 18, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natavi Kalavasthani Krita Nidra Haravi Harakadi Vijatau Chayanta Dinao Chayao Radha Krishna Guna Smritir Madhurima Nandena Sammohito Vande Rupasa Natanara Huyagao Sri Jiva Gopalaka Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Nativi Kalavasani Krita Nidra Haravi Harakadi Vijitao Chatyanta Dinao Chayao
Radha Krishna Guna Smritir Madhurima Nandina Sam Mohitau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopala Kau Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Nativi Kalavasani Krithau Nidra Haravi Harakadi Vijitau Chadyanta Dina Chagyau Radha Krishna Guna Smritirma Durima Nandina Sammohitau Vande Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Vande Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagau Sri Jiva Gopalakau Namaste Purusham Padyam Ishvaram Prakrite Param Alakshyam Sarva Bhutanam Antarbahir Avastitam Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malini Nama Pankaja Nitraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Kinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atmaramaya Chantaya Kaivalya Pataye Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They were engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord, and bowing down in a scheduled measurement. And in this way, they utilized their valuable lives, and in executing these devotional activities, they conquered over eating and sleeping. At the same time, they were always meek and humble, enchanted by remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord.